Hey there, Sizzle and Scotty coming at you with our fantastic recipe. And sometimes in the summer, you've had all these great cocktails, but you're looking for something fresh. You want to use some local fruits, and you can come up with an awesome summer fruit sangria. Yep, we're going to jump right into this. We're going to start out with 4 cups of sweet Spanish wine. Now, you're saying Spanish wine? Yeah, it's got a little bit of a different flavor to it depending on the region. So, specifically look for at your local liquor store Spanish wine. We're going to use 4 cups of cranberry raspberry juice. We're going to use 1.5 cups of pitted cherries, 1.5 cups of fresh raspberries, 1.5 cups of fresh boysenberries, 1 cup of thinly sliced fresh rhubarb, 1 orange cut into thin slices, 1 lime cut into thin slices, and we're going to use 4 cups of ginger ale. Real simple, real fun to make. In a large pitcher, pour the wine and the cranberry juice, add all the fruits together. Now, refrigerate that for 6 hours or, of course, overnight. Give it a couple stirs every once in a while. You want those juices and flavors to meld. I found that muddling some of or smashing up some of the fruit can help also. But overnight, give everything the chance to combine. Now, just before serving, you're going to add the ginger ale to the pitcher and serve it chilled. Over ice is okay, but as you're chilling it, you're going to get a great sangria. You're going to get those fresh fruits in there along with those citrusy flavors. And then, hey, ginger ale brings a lot to the party on its own. You're going to have an awesome beverage to enjoy. You can find this great summer fruit sangria podcast at www.pmn2.com. You can also find my other 1,500 recipes there. Until next time, this is Sizzle and Scotty.